But what does "that those who are approved may be revealed among you" mean? It means that they may shine brighter. What he's trying to say is this: those who are steadfast and unwavering are far from being harmed by this. In fact, it only makes them more noticeable and even more glorious. The word "that" isn't always indicating a cause, but often points to the outcome of events. This is how Christ uses it when he says, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, those who see will be blind." Paul does the same when talking about the law, writing, "The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase." But the law wasn't given in order for the Jews' trespasses to increase, although that did happen, nor did Christ come to blind those who could see, but quite the opposite. However, such was the result. Therefore, one must understand the phrase "that those who are approved may be revealed" in the same way. For heresies did not rise to power so that those who are approved may be revealed. But when these heresies occurred, such was the result. These things he said to comfort the poor, especially those who nobly bore such contempt. This is why he didn't say that they may become approved, but that those who are approved may be revealed, indicating that they were of this quality long before, but were lumped in with the masses, their virtues obscured by the relief they received from the wealthy. But now, disputes and conflicts had brought them into the light, much like a storm revealing the skill of the pilot. He didn't say that you may appear approved, but that those among you who are approved may be revealed. For he doesn't specifically accuse or praise to avoid encouraging recklessness or vanity. Instead, he leaves both interpretations open-ended, allowing each person's own conscience to interpret his words.